Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a roller-style base wobble shape from scratch in Ableton Live 12, but not the huge, oversized kind that tries to take over the whole mix. We're making a tight, musical, movement-heavy DNB bassline that lives inside a roller tactic edit and supports atmosphere, groove, and forward motion. So think of this as bass design with an arrangement mindset. We're not just making a cool sound, we're making something that can breathe with the drums, leave space for the break, and still keep the drop feeling alive. Set your project around 174 BPM. That's a really solid home base for darker drum and bass. And before you even load a synth, think about the job this bass has to do. In a roller, the bass often works in short phrases, answer and response moments, and small variations every few bars. It's part sound design, part rhythm section, part tension builder. Let's start with the core patch. Create a new MIDI track and name it something like Roller Bass, just so you stay organized. For the main sound, load Wavitable. It's a great stock instrument for this because it can be clean, flexible, and animated without getting too messy too fast. For oscillator 1, start with a basic shape source, something like a saw or a square saw blend. If you want a bit more thickness, duplicate that with oscillator 2 and detune it slightly. Keep the unison low, ideally 2 voices max, because we're not trying to smear the low end. We want a focused, solid center. Set the synth to mono, and if you want a little movement between notes, add a light glide or portamento. Keep it subtle. Something in the 20 to 60 millisecond range is usually enough to suggest motion without turning the whole bass into a slippy mess. Now shape the tone with an auto filter after Wavitable. Use a low pass 24 filter, and start with a cutoff somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz, depending on how dark you want the patch to feel. Keep resonance moderate or low. We want movement, not squealing. After that, add saturator. A little drive goes a long way here. Try around 2 to 6 dB, with soft clip on. This helps the bass feel denser and more forward without turning fizzy. And at the end of the chain, put utility. This is your safety check. Keep the width narrow and check the bass in mono regularly, because the low end in drum and bass has to stay locked. If you want a little more attitude, you can also use roar, but gently. A touch of drive and tone shaping can give the midrange some extra bite, especially in darker rollers, but overdo it and the bass starts losing its clean punch. Now here's a really important part. Separate the sub from the moving bass layer. Create 2 tracks, one for sub, one for mid wobble. This makes everything easier to control and way easier to mix. On the sub track, use operator or Wavitable set to a simple sine wave. Keep it mono, keep it clean, and let it hold the root notes. No unison, no fancy movement, no drama. The sub is the foundation. On the mid wobble track, put the Wavitable patch we just built, and high pass it somewhere around 80 to 120 Hz. That way the motion and saturation stay out of the sub region. The sub handles the weight, and the mid layer handles the character. Then group both tracks into a bass bus. On that bus, add a glue compressor and just let it kiss the signal a little. 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction is usually plenty. If the low mids get muddy, use EQA to clean out some buildup around 200 to 400 Hz. This split is a classic drum and bass move. It gives you a stable bottom end and a controlled moving top. That matters a lot because the kick and snare need their own space, and the bass has to stay disciplined. Now let's create the wobble motion. If you have Ableton's modulation tools available, use LFO or clip automation to control the filter cutoff and maybe the Wavitable position. If you don't want to rely on modulation devices, you can draw the movement directly in clip envelopes. Either way, the idea is the same. The bass needs a rhythmic pulse, not random chaos. A good place to start is with a rate of 1/8, then test 1/16 if you want something a little more frantic. For a more classic roller feel, 1/8 dotted can sound really strong because it gives that swinging, rolling motion. Keep the movement musical. Don't modulate everything. Usually cutoff and maybe Wavitable position are enough. Think in phrases. Maybe one bar is darker and tighter, and the next bar opens up a little. That question and answer shape is what makes the bass feel like it's interacting with the drums instead of just looping. Now let's write the MIDI. Keep the phrase simple. In fact, simpler is better here. Use a 1-bar or 2-bar loop built from maybe 3 or 4 notes max. You can use root notes, an octave jump, and one passing tone if needed. Add short rests to let the drums breathe. Those gaps matter. In drum and bass, silence is not empty. Silence is pressure. Try programming the notes so they land around the drum groove rather than stepping all over it. Often the best bass hits come just after the snare, or in the space between kick and break accents. If the phrase is too full, the whole thing gets blurry. If it's too rigid, it feels stiff. So aim for that sweet spot where it locks in but still feels alive. A good roller tactic edit usually evolves over time. For example, the first four bars can be restrained. Then the next four bars open up a bit more. Then maybe you drop one note, change the octave or darken the filter. Then for the final four bars, you throw in a small fill or turnaround. That kind of structure keeps the drop moving without needing a totally new sound every eight bars. And here's a tip that people often overlook. Note length changes the groove just as much as the notes themselves. Shorter notes feel tighter and punchier. Slightly longer notes can make the bass lean and drag a bit more. So don't just place notes. Shape their lengths with intention. Now bring the drums in. You want a kick, a snare, maybe a break layer, and some hats with swing or shuffle. Then listen to how the bass phrase sits against that groove. This is the point where the roller either comes alive or starts to feel overcrowded. Mute the bass and listen to the drums by themselves. Find the pockets. Where is the groove open? Where does the snare land? Where do the ghost notes speak? Then place bass hits so they answer those moments instead of fighting them. A really useful rule in darker DNB is this. If the drums are already doing something interesting, the bass doesn't need to speak constantly. Let the bass hit in the right places, then get out of the way. That contrast is what makes the whole thing feel heavy. Once the MIDI loop feels right, it's time to resample. Route the bass bus to a new audio track, or set it to resampling, and record 4 to 8 bars of the full movement. Capture the automation, the note changes, the saturation, the whole thing. Then work within audio like it's part of the arrangement, not just a bounce. Slice out the strongest moments. Maybe reverse a tiny fragment for a fill. Maybe cut a note just before a snare to create a bit of tension. Maybe duplicate a transient heavy moment to make the loop punch harder. This is where the roller tactic edit really starts to feel hands-on and intentional. A great workflow is to keep the MIDI version underneath for control, then use the audio edit on top for character. That gives you the best of both worlds, stability and personality. Now, because this lesson sits in the atmospheres area, we need to make sure the bass exists in a space, not in a vacuum. Add some atmosphere layers around it. Think filtered pads, distant drones, vinyl noise, reverse cymbal texture, or subtle field recording bed. Keep those elements high passed so they don't step on the low end. Use EQ8, a little auto pan, maybe some reverb with the low end cleaned out. And if the atmosphere is getting in the way, sidechain it lightly to the kick or snare. The atmosphere should support the bass, not hide it. A nice trick is to let the atmosphere swell before the drop or before a transition, then pull it back when the bass enters. That makes the bass feel bigger without actually making it louder. Let's talk about a few common mistakes, because these are easy to make. First, don't let the wobble get too wide in the low end. Keep the sub-mono and the mid layer high-passed. Second, don't modulate every parameter just because you can. Usually one or two key movements are enough. Third, don't oversaturate the patch until it turns fizzy. More drive is not always more impact. And fourth, don't forget to vary the phrase every 4 or 8 bars. Repetition without change gets tired fast. Here's a really good coach note to keep in mind. Think in energy states, not just sound design. A strong roller bass usually has at least 3 versions. One is restrained, one is more opened up, and one is tension heavy. Swap between those states instead of trying to force one patch to do everything. Also, make sure the movement is still audible at low volume. If the wobble disappears when you turn the speakers down, you may need more harmonic content or a clearer modulation shape. Great bass design should still read when the playback level is quiet. Now for a quick practice challenge. Set a loop at 174 BPM. Build one sub and one mid layer. Write a 2-bar pattern with only 3 or 4 notes. Automate the filter so the first bar is darker and the second bar opens up a bit. Add a simple drone loop. Then resample 4 bars and cut it into a tight opening phrase, a mid-drop variation, and a fill that leads back into bar 1. Add one atmosphere layer and keep it behind the bass. Then compare the original MIDI loop to the resampled edit. Which one feels more like an actual roller tactic? Which one leaves more room for the drums? That answer usually tells you where your arrangement is strong and where it needs work. So to wrap it up, remember the main steps. Build the bass in 2 parts. Sub plus moving mid layer. Keep the sub mono and stable. Use Waveitable, Auto Filter, Saturator, Utility and Blue Compressor to create controlled movement. Program the bass like a drum-aware phrase, not just a synth loop. Then resample the good parts so you can edit the bass like a proper roller tactic. In darker DNB, space, tension, and atmosphere are just as important as the wobble itself. If you get that balance right, The bass doesn't just sound good, it feels like it belongs in the track. Alright, let's build that roller and make it move.